Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I haven't done a good job of going to your calls. I will throughout this entire hour with Bob Chapman. Going live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the balance of the transmission in the next segment. Let's talk to Carrie, then Tim, David, Tim, and others. We got a caller from Brazil there. Maybe I should skip ahead to Brazil. But let's go to Carrie in Wisconsin first. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I think this is what Catherine Austin Fitz would call a pump and dump with this health care bill. It's the same thing that the Community Reinvestment Act was to the banks in so far as the underwriters of mortgages 30 years ago. But instead of taking 25, 30 years for the government to basically be the master bankroller of all the mortgages and the banks getting the money from it, it's going to take probably 5 years.
Well, Carrie, I agree with you, but it's worse than that. The government is the muscle and the manager that implements it, but the profit all goes to offshore banks. And, yes, they're going to – healthcare costs are already exploding this week because the more money you dump in, the more bureaucracy, the more the cost goes up. And so the insurance companies that are owned by the banks, their stocks are all just exploding right now. And absolutely, and they're going to get us in even more debt, and in 5 years say we got to have even more taxes or it's all going to go bankrupt again, and then they get you deeper and deeper into the collectivist model. This is how they domesticate us.
Yeah, and, you know, it's proven the fact that they have the IRS collecting this money, that the money is going to the banks, which, as you say, own the insurance companies. That all insurance companies are financial institutions. GEICO is not owned by a lizard. It's owned by Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's multi-billion dollar investment operation.
And who's one of the biggest lobbyists for the health bill? Warren, the eugenicist, pig Buffett.
Absolutely. He has a lot of, his firm owns a lot of stock and corporate bonds in all of the various insurance companies. But as you know, the Church Committee under Reagan, what, nearly 30 years ago, proved that 100% of the money that the IRS collects goes to the private banking cartel that runs the financial reserve system. So the fact that the IRS is going to be the collection agency for this so-called health care reform bill is proof of who the money's
going
to.
Yeah, yeah. That's the banker's errand boy. That's who, you know, the same day we got the Federal Reserve, we got the income tax back in 1913 or in that same month, because that's the collection agency, and this is the private mafia's enforcer. You know, it's like if the Chicago or New York mob, the Genoveses or, you know, others, send a thug to your house to collect the debt. That's what the IRS is literal mafia private bank enforcers.
Absolutely. And I was wondering if you could ask Bob Chapman when he comes on to comment yesterday on what happened in the Treasury market with the Treasury auction, because it was a real shaker. And, of course, what you were asking him, you could say you were going to ask him earlier about how the all of the bank-owned insurance companies, so-called healthcare companies, are rallying off of this. Because, of course, they're rallying off of this. They've basically now gained GSE status, government-sponsored enterprise, just like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Sallie Mae and Ginny Mae. All of those are so-called private corporations, publicly held, but private as in non-governmental. But 100% of their debt, everything they do, is backed by the government with the promise that the government will cover all of their wrongdoing by extracting money from the taxpayers.
And they get to cut the quality, they get to raise the price, they get to cut Medicare, Medicaid. It doesn't cover kids with pre-existing conditions. It doesn't let you choose your doctor. Paul Watson's got an article about that. It is a total rape system phased in over 8 years. But Obama said, hey, it's passed a couple days. The birds are still tweeting. Knowing that people won't notice it overnight, they'll kind of forget about it as they slowly strangle freedom in the dark of the night. Excellent call, Carrie. Tim, David, Tim in Brazil, others, your call's coming up with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. And Bob was listening. He'll be able to comment on your bond market question. We'll discuss what's happening in Greece. We'll get Bob's expert opinion on the healthcare rape takeover and a lot more. It's Friday, the 26th day of March, 2010. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Bob Chapman is our guest for the next 50-plus minutes. We may even hold a little bit of the next hour if he wants to. We're going to be going to your calls very, very early in this hour. We're going to talk about the financial/military operations of the private banking cartel. They stage terror attacks as a pretext to put their police state grid in place, and they stage financial collapse to get countries deeper into debt to them until they're fully bankrupt. Then they have to adopt all the laws and regulations that the banks order them to put into place, and the number one law is one-child policy. So this is a scientific dictatorship. We'll be talking about Greece and a lot more, plus the Democrats all over television, all over radio, in the White House, calling for the Cybersecurity Act, calling for banning free speech, calling for taking Rush Limbaugh off the radio, saying they can have their political views, but he can't have his. Now, I don't like Ed Schultz. I don't like a lot of stuff Rush Limbaugh does either. They're both establishment phonies, if you ask me. But Limbaugh is starting to change a little bit and saying world government's real. They may suspend the election. Obama may stage a crisis. Now they're really talking about going after him. And the reason Limbaugh is being allowed to do this is you've got a nouveau riche and new wealth power structure that is starting to realize they're not going to be at the top of the pyramid. And they're starting to realize that this is a hot tyranny. And there's a real takeover of the Republican Party from the grassroots right now. And so their listeners are demanding they tell the truth, or they become inconsequential. They don't even matter anymore. They're not even pertinent anymore. What's the word I'm looking for? To stay relevant. We are forcing the debate not to the left, not to the right. but into real issues of populism and constitutional law and freedom. We are going into bondage right now on every front. They're moving for amnesty, the carbon taxes, the open borders, the police state, the Northcom, the naked body scanners to be in mobile trucks on the streets, being announced by Homeland Security. They're moving right now because they know they're behind schedule and people are waking up. So don't be depressed out there. Get fired up. Get aggressive. Get active. But the establishment is preparing to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Parties. I've been predicting all of this. You now see it unfolding. So we're going to Bob Chapman and your phone calls here in just a moment. I wanted to tell you about one of our sponsors today, Akola Blue. Once a month, Akola Blue will have a special. They've got a whole bunch of different great units. One of their medium-sized units that grabs water out of the air and puts it through 12-stage filtering process and stores it in a stainless steel tank. Beautiful little unit. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle. Free shipping, $100 value for people that order today online at ecolablue.com. The code to get free shipping is Alex Jones. One word, yours truly, Alex Jones. Or you can give them a call at 800-691-6043 and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the free shipping. 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. Okay, going to Bob Chapman. Bob, so much is happening in the world. Most listeners don't need me to introduce you, but you're former Army Intelligence, one of the biggest private silver and gold brokers, had the biggest newsletter, private newsletter until you retired. You've come back in the last few years doing a great job with the International Forecaster. Your predictions are among some of the most accurate that we've had with any guest, Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. By the way, I said I'd get into Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying he's quitting 2 days ago. I talked to him off air. I said I'd cover it yesterday. I didn't. Remind me in the last hour to at least mention what he said off air to me, or maybe later in this hour. Just make sure I cover it. There's so much going on. But, Bob, you want to talk about the health care first and how it ties into a larger plan, more money for the banks. The IRS is their collection agency to be their mafia enforcer to come to your door to collect it, to run your bank account, to take money out of your bank account. Do you want to get into what's happening in Greece with the IMF saying they're going to come in with Western money and fully take over? What's most important to Bob Chapman right now?
Well, I think the caller from Brazil, let's take him and then we'll go into that other stuff and that very smart lady that you just had on a few minutes ago.
Okay, let's talk to Tim in Brazil. Tim, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, Bob Chapman, nice to talk to you guys. I'm a big fan. My name's Tenacious Tim Anderson. I'm a professional wrestler on tour, actually, here in Brazil. I live in Sao Paulo. Wanted to call in and let you guys hear what's going on down here. Alex Jones is not joking around with this this world banking cartel and their police state. I experience it every day of my life traveling. These guys, the military police, are all over the city streets where I live. They like to intimidate people a lot. The public here has a very, very standoffish type of attitude with the government here. They're very scared of the government here, and the tax here is incredible. It's 30% of importation. So you pay whatever you pay to import something, and then you pay 30% tax on top of that. On top of that, you know, the Brazilian government is trying to act like they have, you know, kind of a struggle with the U.S. Foreign relation ties, and really all it is I live here. I know what's going on. I see it. They're actually they're using U.N. and U.S. foreign policy right now to enforce this police state.
Absolutely. The so-called leftists down there are all in bed with the IMF and World Bank. Anything else, Tim?
No, that's it. You guys have a nice day.
And places like Argentina, Brazil, were much more wealthy, much more free. The IMF, World Bank comes in. They pay off your politicians to not pay back the debt. You can only spend the IMF and World Bank money on what they tell you you could spend it on. That's with their companies that they own. Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, it wasn't too long ago. I was in Brazil, and what he says is true. And Argentina is just as bad. And now, of course, down across the River Plate in Uruguay, in Montevideo, they have a new Marxist president. And so South America's kind of heading in the wrong direction. But be as it may, I like to hear foreign ideas, and we got them from Tim, and thank you, Tim. The young lady who was on just before you get off talking about what was going on in the bond bill and note of the Treasury market, last year I backed into what I think is the privately owned Federal Reserve purchasing 80% of U.S. Treasury paper. Now, that's enormous because the Fed has to create money out of thin air in order to do that, and it goes right into the system via the Treasury bonds, which are the proceeds of which are sold immediately, and it tends to be very inflationary, and we're going to see that probably in the next 6 months. They had two Treasury sales this week. The first one was bills, which is $44 billion. The second was seven-year notes, which was $32 billion. They're averaging about $50 billion a week. I mean, this is incredible, just incredible, the amount of money. And they're having a hard time selling it. Otherwise, the Fed wouldn't be buying some of the majority of the paper. And the real concern out there, finally, it's dawning on everybody else that global debt by government is at astronomical levels. There's 19 countries that are on the verge of bankruptcy, which includes the United States and Great Britain. And as I said the week before last on the program, where this is headed is, I think, late next year they're going to have a meeting. All the countries will attend. They will devalue all the currencies. They will multilaterally default. And I think from there we'll go into a deflationary depression. So it's not too far away now. And so that was in answer to what she had to, what she asked and what she had to say. I know that Bill Goss over at PIMCO, which is the largest bond manager in the world, said that the three-decade bond market in a bull market in bonds is over. And a little-known thing that's come up, very important, Ambac Financial is selling for 66 cents a share. They are a bond insurer. And what they would do is, and it was really a scam, what they would do is they would go to municipalities and say, look, we have a AAA rating, and you get a BBB, and if you come with us and let us insure your bonds, what will happen is you get the AAA rating, and you'll pay less money. And, of course, you'll pay a fee to us, just like the rating agencies, S&P, Moody's, Fitch. They do the same thing, only in a different area. And you saw the results of that with the collateralized debt obligations and the trillions of dollars of losses that were caused by the misrating of those bonds.
Okay, Bob, let me just stop there. So in layman's terms, the IMF, World Bank, just front companies for the private central banks. They go pay off governments to buy derivatives that they know are going to go belly up. But as it's going up, they take the real assets and the profits they've made from the fraud. They invest them in infrastructure. Then when things go down, they come in and loan the money they've got from taxpayers back to the nation to then expand the debt and dependency even more. And it just goes in cycles till the entire society collapses. The private central banks come in, seize the roads, the national parks, the resources, the water. They raise all the taxes. We know the program, but I want to come back from break and get into Bloomberg. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. Now, you talked about this a year ago. Bush changed the law 5 years ago where they can take people's pension funds, and private industry can take it and not pay you back. Government can take it. So I want to talk about how they're basically ordering mainly government pension funds, fire, police, state, federal, and they admit to, quote, shore up banks. The banks don't need shoring up. This is part of a criminal operation. I want to get your take on that. Then I want to talk about health care with Bob Chapman and your analysis of the health care bill and the biggest problems you have with it. Bob Chapman is our guest. We'll try to hold him a little bit in the next hour. I'll ask him during the break if he can do that. And after we talk about the health care bill, going after the pensions, the IRS getting into your bank accounts, and his perspectives on where this economy's going, we'll also take your phone calls. I also want to ask him if he agrees with me. He's been hearing me month after month here every Friday say they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the Tea Party. We now see that reaching fever pitch crescendo hype. end of the month of April. We'll be right back and get Bob Chapman's take on all this and more. I'm Alex Jones.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Midas Resources, March 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1098.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1128.63, $564.32 for a half ounce, or $282.16 for the quarter ounce. That's $1128.63, $564.32, or $282.16.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
All right, let's go right back to Bob Chapman. The banks are staging their final financial takeover of the planet publicly. How is it going for them in Greece? The IMF is coming in. Even the Financial Times of London admits this is a robbery, a scam, just getting them more in debt. Again, they lobby for more government. The country goes bankrupt. Then they come in and say, here's more loans, raise more government. Your take on the health care bill, where all this is going, Bob Chapman?
Well, we'll start off with the situation in Greece. 10-12 years ago, everybody in Europe knew Greece and Italy couldn't qualify for the Eurozone. Eurozone at that time was 14 nations, now it's 16, and is 27 nations in the European Union, so you people understand. And so they knew this was a problem all along. Now, why did they pick this spot to essentially pull the plug on Greece? I think the reason is that they are going to ratchet up and into a new plan, a new mode of operation. And what they're going to do is, I mentioned earlier, there's 19 countries, major countries, that are in or close to bankruptcy. Maybe a year and a half from now, 2 years, we're going to see the big meeting I described, the devaluation of currencies and so on. The Greece thing is a lead-in to that. This is to get the ball rolling in that direction. When they do that, when they finalize it with all of the nations, it'll affect the entire world. It'll be followed by a deflationary depression and a war. And so what will happen is during that time frame, they will try to use all sorts of ways to implement world government. And that'll be their final thrust. And we've got to stop them before they get there. And by exposing what they're doing and getting them to have to rush what they're doing is going to put them off balance. They're going to make a lot of mistakes. We do have them confused. We got them on the run, and we are going to stop them. And one of the keys is the next election. If we can throw most of the incumbents out of office, irrespective of what party they're in, then we get a shot at it. And if we get it and it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least we tried. And that's the direction that we're headed in, and that's why Greece happened. And incidentally, I know for sure that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and other banks and major brokerage houses were all long the dollar between 74 and 76 on the USDX. It's trading up close to 81, 82 right now. And they knew what was going on. They had inside information. And, of course, nothing will ever be done about it. And incidentally, at the same time, they shorted gold and silver in the Forex, in the COMEX market, as well as the LBMA in London. And they also shorted the major gold stocks because we track all that stuff.
But it's like a beach ball. They shove it down, it's going to pop right back up. And gold is starting to pop back up today. Where do you see it going?
No, we'll go back up and test 1120, 1125. And if it gets through there, bingo, it's up retesting 1224, 1220, wherever that high was.
And, are you saying you believe that's going to happen soon?
It could very well. It's hard to say. It all depends on what they do. We have the gold option contract expiry behind us today and yesterday. So the government is always going to come in with good derivatives into that bullion market, gold and silver, and they're going to continue to try to suppress that market from time to time. But they can't hold it down any more than 3 or 4 days at a time, and it pops right back up again, just like you just explained.
All right. We're going to go to break in a moment, but let's get started now. Your boil down on the health care bill, I mean, it openly cuts Medicare and Medicaid. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. That's even in the Associated Press. Many members of Congress and the executive are selectively named to be exempt from it. It's totally unconstitutional. Why are they passing the health care? I mean, clearly the bank stocks are up. The insurance company stocks are up. They wrote the stinking thing. Your take on the health care takeover.
First and foremost, it's people control. They can control your lives by controlling your medical care. And if you're Bob Chapman or Alex Jones and you go and you have an appendicitis attack and they're deciding whether to operate or not, they probably won't. And that's the reality down the road of what's going to happen. But it's people control. And when we
and financially,
back, a couple of things to add.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about it. And financially, it's a whole new tax system to the insurance companies. It's a bailout, as the media has called it, to the insurance company. It's not a bailout. It's a criminal consolidation. We'll talk about this more. Take your phone calls straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Everything is misdirection and deception with the corporate media. They create false debates about should we give free health care to children or is it wrong to be collectivist? When this is just the IRS, the private collection agency for the Federal Reserve, getting into our lives, taking over our bank accounts, garnishing our wages, raising taxes on everybody, and lowering the standard of care for the insurance companies. That's why all their major stocks are way up right now. They wrote the bill. And if the public knew that, it would never pass. The Democrats have this idea of wealth transfer and getting the rich people. If you can explain to these numbskulls that the big banks that own the insurance companies wrote this, we have a chance of defeating it in the future. But if we let the Republican Party handle it, you watch. They're going to keep almost all of it in place because the same insurance companies finance them. We have to start identifying the banking dictatorship openly being set up. There's no debate about this. Even all the major financial publications dryly admit this information, but like it's a good thing. Bob Chapman, looking at other areas of the healthcare bill, we always talk about this huge awakening that's happening, and it is happening. But I think this is really getting a lot of people off the bench, a lot of people off the fence to realize that we're not in Kansas anymore. These guys are going for broke.
And they have to. Their point of no return was June of 2003. They got to go for it, and they are going to lose no matter which way they go. And I think they're starting to realize this. And, you know, in the olden days, they used to banish them to another country that would take them. They're not going to have that luxury this time. The main things in that bill, which we've discussed here before in the program, is the aspects of euthanasia. Of course, they didn't talk about that. But anybody with chronic diseases, they'll get rid of them or they won't treat them. And the old people who get ill, you know, they're going to give them an option. Do you want to die now or do we take your medicine away and you suffer for the next year and a half? Secondly, at the beginning of next year, the insurance will have to be covered for employees, and this is going to be devastating for small companies throughout America that produce 80% of all the jobs created in our country. And so there's going to be a big jump in unemployment next year as these companies go out of business and their workers are thrown upon the unemployment rolls. And so that's another large factor. We don't have any clue of all the details that are in there yet, and we don't know what it's going to cost. Now, as I told you before, the Treasury is having a heck of a time and has had for the last year or more selling their bonds. Now, the money that's going to come to finance this deficit spending for this medical bill is going to have to come from the Treasury, which is going to have to go out and ask people to buy their paper. And they're having a hard enough time now doing it. Now, that's why, and I'm going to ask you a question here, Alex. Did you see the trial balloon that was set up yesterday in regard to the Service Employees Union?
Yes, I did.
And did you talk about it on the air? Of course, I don't listen to you because I'm doing all these other shows. But
no.
The point is that they want to roll the pension plan of the people who are in the service union into the U.S. Treasury and get this guaranteed annuity that they would be offering. And so what they're doing here is breaking the ice toward funding the government with people's collateral or money, and so that the government doesn't go bankrupt.
Well, Bob, let me stop you because this is really wild. You're not sitting here in studio. You're not watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. You're on the phone with us. And my next question was an article I've been covering for a week and a half. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash, Bloomberg. And next hour, as I want to go to some calls here in a few minutes, you're going to be with us for 20 minutes of the next hour. I want to start the next hour really detailing the point you just brought up. And I did see the union report. That was just piecemeal how the unions think Obama's their sweetie pie and he wouldn't hurt them and he loves them. They don't know he's going to take them behind the shack and strangle them. You know, it's like a dog looking up at its master, not knowing the dog's about to be shot between the eyes. They calmly are saying private pension funds, government pension funds, state unions, teacher unions are going to be given to the banks. This is now being put out as a trial balloon very calmly. And so they already stole $28 trillion with the banker takeover in the U.S. alone, $50 trillion worldwide total in the last year and a half. And now they've already gotten to the point of saying, next, we want your pension funds. And they're telling, well, you know, 2 months ago, the feds changed the regulations without even passing a law to say that your money markets, which are most savings accounts, aren't protected by the FDIC. So all the evidence is they are getting ready for some type of banking collapse. So next hour, I want to just give you the floor after I read part of these articles on air so people know this isn't just me saying this, so you can break down how you see this unfolding. But I do want to go to calls here in just a moment. But before we get into all the mechanics and the meat of this, Bob Chapman, specifically, what is the time frame for the collapse that you see?
I think by the end of next year. Now, it's so hard to try to put a time on things. We discussed this before with Mr. Roberts.
But it appears, you know, it's accelerating. It appears it's accelerating.
It is. There's no question. And that's what Greece was all about. And, of course, they made a fortune out of that by being long the dollar. And they weren't successful in shorting gold in the shares. But when we get to that, in the next hour, I have something to tell the audience that I've reported in the international forecast of this week and some of my contacts within the banking industry, one of whom attends Federal Reserve meetings.
So some powerful inside info coming up with Bob Chapman in T-minus 20 minutes. But right now, I wanted just for 2 or 3 minutes to bring Ted Anderson up, and then we're going to go to Tim, David, Bobby, Randy, Doug, and others that are holding. But I just want to make this point right now. When Bob says they've passed the point of no return, I think they passed it in 99 with the repeal of Glass-Steagall, but he's right in saying it took them an additional 3.5 years to pump up the now 1.5 quadrillion mega derivatives bubble, thousands of times all the real assets in the world. They've created this Ponzi scheme so big that either they take over the world with it or they are destroyed. This is a win or lose proposition. All their chips are in. They have passed the point of no return. There's no backing off for them. This is an all or nothing situation, and so they're going to attach all the green taxes on the cities, counties, and states. They're going to pass the health care bills. They're going to raise other taxes. They're going to attempt total amnesty, overrun the country, let the illegals vote as a political weapon against whoever's left in the nation who could still, you know, rub two brain cells together. So it's all coming down now. This is the final battle, the next 5 years or so, and it's going to be staged terror attacks, new wars. They're going to be arresting citizens and torturing them. They've got bills to openly do it. I had Judge Napolitano on yesterday documenting that. This is so unspeakable what is going on. Now, I want to bring Ted up here briefly because gold's back up. Ted still has gold from the $1,050 level with it above $1,100 right now or right up there. And you get a free international forecast for either hard copy or digital version when you do this. And it's invaluable info, plus you get a franc, a European franc, a fifth of an ounce gold coin at a price no one else anywhere can offer. I've seen no deals this good. And, yeah, this is our sponsor. It funds the operation, but I also believe in it. And I want my listeners to be positioned. It's not a silver bullet, but silver and gold is the closest thing to it. You need to start getting out, at least partially out of paper money and paper assets, because these Madoff people, these Ken Lay types that are running things, this is how they get you so desperate, so set up in the system that every new crisis they say, well, your 401k is going down, we got to raise taxes, but this will pump it back up. And then you lose a lot, but you get some of it back. And then they take even more, and then they give you some back. This is the whole slave mindset. Ted Anderson, briefly, tell folks about today's awesome offers.
Well, Alex, the one that you touched on, the franc at $261.61, you're going to get a Swiss French franc. It's European. It's a fifth of an ounce of gold, and you're going to get a subscription to the International Forecaster. That goes for $159. And when you consider the discount, because you're getting that subscription, it brings gold all the way down to $520 an ounce. So try to get that anywhere else in the marketplace. Obviously, it's a great buy. Say, the Montana Silvers have completely sold out. They're manufacturing me more. But you can't get them anywhere right now, but they came up with a coin that was really interesting that I do have right now. That's the silver sovereign, 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and they even make a coin that's as small as a tenth of an ounce. Now, if you want to see those coins, you can go to one of our offers on Infowars.com and just click on one of the Midas links. It'll take you right to it. But it is just an interesting thing. Beautiful coin. Again, it's all about sovereignty of that Montana organization over there. I love the Montana silver coins. I really love this coin as well. I think it's a great coin to be getting into. Gold is up. Gold went up $13.60 today. Seen a high today of 1,007. So yeah, it's strong, and it's no doubt that gold is going to be doing well because, unfortunately, our political environment is destroying the United States currency.
Ted, to be specific, what is gold's exact price right now?
Right now, gold is currently at $1,105.60 presently.
Okay, so it's gone up quite a bit in a few days, despite the fact that they tried to drive it down. Folks, here's the toll-free number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And when it's the Alex Jones special, all you've got to do is tell them it's Alex Jones special, and then whatever coins, and they have a whole lot of other offers they've got, you will get a special discount. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Again, that number, 800-686-2237. Let's go ahead now and talk to Tim in Ohio. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Tim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Three brief statements concerning this pre-Soylent Green statement that we're in, and a quick question for Bob. Number one, semantics. Alex, Satoru. Put a big sign in front of your microphone.
I keep calling him Barack Obama. We must all change and say our fraudulent president, Barry Satoru, Indonesian citizen, not even a birth certificate issue. He is an Indonesian citizen, was adopted there. He is a fraud. Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama.
I've been putting signs up all over my town that say wanted for treason, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and the ObamaCrimes.com.
By the way, we're coming out with a Barry Satoru T-shirt that has a picture of a.k.a. Barack Obama on it. So that'll be a hot way to get the end. He'll say, Barry Satoru, that's Obama. You'll be able to and listen. They can't stop the people as a protest to health care to tell the truth about him. The idea of everyone calling him Barry Satoru and the way it opens up discussions and talk, this can bring him down. He's a figurehead, but it will. But if we can get him to basically end up going to prison for what about all the congressmen, Issa and others, will call for special prosecutor to investigate White House bribery quid quo pro. We know this is illegal how they got these votes, Bob Chapman.
Well, that's right, and we will be able to do something about it. Our time will come.
Well said, Bob. Anything else, Tim?
Yes. Let's go back to the semantics real quick. Look at what you're dealing with. Politics. Poly. Many. Ticks. Blood-sucking creatures. Wake up, people. Also, with the census. All the census are addressed to resident. What is a res in Latin root words? But property. Res means property, ident means identified. Don't identify yourself.
Look at how they call your employees human resources. We are resources of the elite. Tim, I appreciate your call. Bob, any comments on what Tim was saying?
He's right on the ball, that's for sure.
David in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, first time caller. My wife and I pray for you and your family every day.
Thank you.
I've got three quick observations and a talking point. The listeners need, as we're getting into this thick and we need constructive solutions besides the videos and, you know, talking points and how to organize locally and communicate with people in your immediate area.
Well, David, that's all we've been doing, and we're going to get Red Beckman on next week specifically about how to get grand juries to start criminal proceedings. And Judge Napolitano, I've been calling for that all week. He separately said that's the way to go. Have the states pass nullification laws. Call all your state reps. Run for state rep. Point out how this is illegal. The reason we say books and videos is the general public is still caught up in the left-right paradigm to a certain extent. We've got to unlock them from that to start realizing that puppets come and go. The bankers are the enemy. Bob Chapman.
There's no question about that, and they are the core nucleus, the nexus behind the scenes that are controlling everything. And, of course, there's a lot of other people besides bankers who are involved, Wall Street, insurance, transnational corporations, the black nobility of Europe, who really run things from behind the scenes. And so we got to bring that to the attention so people understand how this happened, how it evolved, and where we think it's going.
David, you got about a minute. Finish up.
Really quick. I'm concerned about your safety and contingency plans if they do shut you down. And I'd like to have some way, maybe talk with your staff about contacting you if I come into any ability to help you significantly. And I think that the situation in Fairbanks, Alaska needs some exposure. But my talking point is this. I'll try it really quick. 150 years we've been laboring under this delusion amongst the Christians about a rapture that's going to take them off to heaven. And the whole thing has put the whole Christian community, how many are there, 45 million of them, to sleep. The whole, I know this isn't a religious program, but...
No, but you're right. The Rockefellers funded it so that everybody thinks they're going to be raptured so they don't have to fight evil. And it's a giant cop-out because it was Christians that founded this country and stood up to tyranny. And you've made a really good point. More calls straight ahead. And you can always contact us by email, David. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
No, they divide us along the lines of Republicans and Democrats. They tell us the debate is about should we be socialist and give free health care to poor people. But what socialists don't understand is it's always robbed. The banks, the British Empire, created socialism as a way to con the serfs back into slavery. We have their internal documents. We have Tragedy and Hope. We have the CFR, the UN pushing it. They're openly announcing a global banking takeover that you'll pay all your taxes to. We're 100% right here. We know what we're talking about. This is all we do. There's no more time to screw around with these people. They funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They want control, and they love to slaughter the entire middle class. 40-plus million in Russia. 60-plus million in China. 20-plus million in Germany. 3 million, or 30% of the population in Cambodia. And Zbigniew Brzezinski writes books about it, bragging how the U.S. funded the whole stinking thing. You think they'll kill a million-plus Iraqis for some oil and weapons sales, and that your life means anything to them? You better grow up, all you slobs out there. All you... I'm talking about fake right-wingers and left-wingers. You people are living on another planet, okay? I'm living on the real planet. I'm sorry I'm ranting. I was just reading how they are going to take the 401ks next, and it's all being announced. In fact, I don't want just the articles. Will you try to YouTube Obama talks about putting 401ks into treasuries? Now, we know they were proposing this a few months ago, and Bob and I warned you. Bob, it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to see him doing it. It's another thing to see him all over the news saying, shut down free speech. I know you don't get angry. You're way past that. But it's not even anger with me. I'm just sick of it. Why do we have to let this happen, Bob Chapman? Why is the public... Why aren't there more people like us? I don't think I'm some special person. I don't want to be a slave. I mean, what red-blooded man can let their family go into bondage to a bunch of stinking chicken-necked bankers?
It's human nature. It's the easy way out. And then when they get there to the stage that we're taking them, then they go into a denial. And we have to go through that process as well. And then all of a sudden, one day, their house is foreclosed on and their job is gone. They don't have anything. They're in the streets, and the only thing the guy's got left is his AR-15 and 10 30-shot clips ready to go. And that probably is the way it's going to end up. And we know who he's going to go after, because he's going to call up Alex and say, who are the bad guys? And Alex is going to send him a list.
Bob, I am not going to send him a list.
I'd pull your tail on that one. But the thing is that is the process that people are going through right now. And people who have been financially mostly injured, they're starting to perk up and they're listening. And there's a lot of people who are graduating into that. And they're going to talk to other people. And it's going to start to swell over the next couple of years, while all of this that we've discussed earlier is coming down. And there will be action. We don't know exactly what form it's going to take. Maybe the state legislatures will step in and save us, so to speak. We don't know. All we can do is give the information to the people as quickly and as best we can through your program, other programs like it, and also, of course, the Internet. And
well, Bob, let me throw this out there as we go to break to put a bookend on this. Then we're going to come back, take a few more calls in the next segment after that, get into the key news you were just talking about. I am for nonviolence offensively. I believe we should be able to protect ourselves. This is tyranny. Our forefathers revolted against much less. But the system is pushing and wants violence at this juncture. But this isn't Argentina or other countries they've taken over. We do have 150 million gun owners. And it is not going to go well for the establishment, no matter how many black ski mask goons they employ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.